Good morning and happy Sabbath. So I'm up here today to give you the mission report that was given back in 1915. God has been good to us, as you know. God was good to his people back then, and God continues to be good to us. So I thought today, it would be a good idea for us to go back 100 years. But the mission report that I'm going to share with you this morning is one that was given on Sabbath, March 6, 1915. As I understand it, this was the Sabbath following the Sabbath that this church was actually officially formed, right? Okay, so it was officially formed, and then March 6, 1915, this is the mission report that was given. I'd like to take you back to the Malaya mission, and I'm going to use the clicker here to point to you. This is the country of Malaysia right here, and that's the other piece of Malaysia. As you might know, Malaysia is split in two islands. So there's Malaysia over here, and there's Malaysia over here, and there's a country called Sumatra. Singapore is around about here. And then there's Java down here. So the pieces that I'm highlighting here in red, that was the Malaya mission. Keep your eyes also on this number right here. I think there's a lot of people that actually make this much money in a year. But this was the budget for this particular mission. 1915, 14,600 is all they were asking for. That's all they were asking for. The conditions back then in this particular area, by the way, this is the equator. And those of you that have lived around the equator know that the temperature never really changes. In Michigan, we oftentimes complain when it's 95 degrees, right? Oh, it's too hot. Turn the AC on. Well, no AC back then, and it was about 90 degrees, 80% humidity, rained all year round. And you know what? Mosquitoes happen to like that. Lots of mosquitoes back then. In this particular area, the brother actually who wrote this mission report says, I thought for a second he was complaining. Oftentimes people complain. This brother was saying this was such a difficult place to work. It was so difficult to go from one island to another island to another island to do the work of God in this mission. Because you know what? You had to go by boat. Perhaps not even by boat, by canoe. You got to pedal. There are whales and sharks in here. The other thing too is that these people in this area do not speak one language. To make it worse, they actually haven't gone to school. They can't read or write. So in order for you to be able to reach them, you have to go visit them in their homes. It was rather difficult, right? So our mission report today is really focused on these two islands right here. The island of Sumatra and Java, Batavia, Java, and the Dutch East Indies. So if we start with Sumatra here, what we are told is that there was roughly about 3 million people in this particular area right here. Most of the people here are natives, but there are Chinese who come from up north and the Dutch who come from the east in the Netherlands. I don't see Anna Reed here, but the Dutch come from that part of area, right? Europe. And the only reason they are coming to this part of the world is really in search of worldly things, to make money. Not so much to learn the culture. It was a cheap area to make money. So that's the reason they were coming to this area. There was a small church in Sumatra here, which was started. And at one point, the brother says, nobody had a car, and people walked to church. Some people walked 8 miles. You know, we complain oftentimes we walk 5 miles, right? It's a long way. I can't go to church. It's 5 miles away. I need somebody to come pick me. Well, a mother and child walked 8 miles in this heat and humidity every Sabbath, never to miss a Sabbath. However, we are told that the work is going on in this area. It's still going on, right? So the brother who was in this part of the world says he was focusing more on preaching to the Chinese. It was so much easier to preach to the Chinese rather than the natives, because the natives were Islamic. So they didn't really care about this religion, you know, you call Christianity. They were more focused on Islam. There's a church building in this part of Sumatra here, right? Beachfront. It's right there by the beach, but it's old. Ants are eating the wood. We need it replaced, right? It could collapse anytime. And then the island of Java, Batavia, and Dutch East Indies, again, it's also full of people who are Muslims. They don't really care about the message that we're trying to give. However, the good news, though, is that there are 9 people to be baptized. One other point I want to make here is that the living quarters were fairly expensive. There were places that were where the rich people lived, right? And there were areas where the poor people lived. The home of this couple was in the poor area. So husband, wife, and 2 kids shared one room, and they had worship in that particular place. Well, imagine in 90 degrees, 80% humidity, and you have 10 people in that room, it gets very hot pretty quick. But they continued to worship in that area. The thing, though, that they complained about, it gets so hot and it's smelly in that place, and yet you have to do the work of God, right? If you sleep in that place where it's 90 degrees and high humidity, you get up in the morning, you feel like you didn't even go to bed. You're tired, right? So that's how the work was going on. This next slide actually is one that has some good news. Some good news to share. There's cause to be thankful to God for his goodness. 40 people have been baptized so far, and we have a church group. There's a brother there being baptized. Looked really nice. And there's the group of our church members, mostly kids, which means it's a growing church, right? But there is a church. 1915. This is a tough area to witness. Tough area to witness. I think the Seventh-day Adventist Church has called it the 1040 window, because there aren't many people that have been converted, right? The urgent need. At the time, the brother was appealing. It's actually in bold in the mission report booklet. They are looking for men and women who are willing to work for God in the Malaya mission. They are looking for $14,600 for 1 year's support. And so those that are willing should make an offering in part to support workers' living expenses. Simple living expenses. We are looking to build a new church building. We're also looking for support for the overall mission work. One other thing that we were looking to do was to see if they could share the word of God with the Chinese people, so that the Chinese people could turn around and teach the word of God in their own language to others. That was one of their strategies. Right. So this is an interesting one. So they called it Malaysia, as you can see here. M stands for Malaysia is a dark, heathen land, in part because it's a Muslim country. Right? A place where 50 million rather do not know God. Lack of means delays the work of God. And many are calling for the truth. You could see there is need for the truth. You now have a chance to help. You and I, if we were there back in 1915, would have been, they would have been appealing to us to help. So deny self and give liberally. It's a blessed privilege to give. As you give, pray for the work in Malaysia. There are the dollars going to Malaysia. Getting on a boat and going to Malaysia. The dollars start for Malaysia. Okay, so today, fast forward to 2015, 100 years later, all right? The temperature has not changed. It's still about 75 to 95 degrees. Humidity is still at 80%, and it still rains all year round. However, the living conditions somehow improved, right? Today, I think they have AC. You can go from one island to another in an airplane. You can go from one island to another in a yacht, perhaps, if you can afford one. Still many languages, right? And most of the people that live in this area are Muslim. Have you noticed the difference between this map right here and this map right here? What's the difference? Any ideas? It's bigger. The area that's being covered today is bigger. This is called the Southeast Asia Union Mission. And it includes the country of Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam. Then you come down here to Malaysia, Singapore, and there's another island of Malaysia here with about 6 million people. That one right here has about 22 million people, right? What has changed also is that this area right here has 254 churches with 402 companies. 92,000 members. Well, compare that to the U.S. We're close to a million members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. The population here is 250. Here it's 318. Obviously, 1 million versus 318 and 92,000 versus 250, there's clearly work to be done in this area. The appeal today hasn't changed from the appeal back then, right? Except today, the urgent need is for us to recommit ourselves. The theme for today is to recommit ourselves. Let's pray for the work in this area. Let's pray for those who are willing, men and women, to take up the work in this area, to offer generously to support the mission work, and also to pray for the overall work in this area. That is our mission report from 1915. Amen.